Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let us start our Bhakti Vaibhav continuity of the chapter. Indra, now let us continue with the prayers by Patnya Uchu. Patnya Uchu means these are the prayers by the pilurals, the wives of the performers of the sacrifices. So this is the, and after this is the rishis. It means ladies first. The first ladies are offering prayers and then the rishis are offering prayers. This is another etiquette there. Something to learn from Bhagavatam, right? The ladies are very happy. They have given first chance. Govinda. Yes, Govinda's prayer first. So what the ladies are saying, they are very soft-hearted always. Everybody is speaking higher philosophy, they are saying something very simple but very practical. The wives of the performers of sacrifice said, "My dear Lord, this sacrifice was arranged under the instruction of Brahma." Because Brahma is the overall in charge of this material universe. "And devastated by the entire..." "But unfortunately Lord Shiva, being angry at Daksha, devastated the entire scene. And because of this, his anger, the animals meant for sacrifice are lying dead." So they were really, they cannot see the animal dead. "Therefore the preparation of the yajna have been stopped, lost. Now by the glance of your lotus eyes, the sanctity of this sacrificial arena may be again invoked." So Srila Prabhupada's purport is, the purport, you go to the second pair of fourth line, the purport here is that animals should not be unnecessarily killed. One animal was used to put a head on the daksha, but the other animals... And then Srila Prabhupada is stressing that when animals are killed, they are rejuvenated by a mantra. So somehow they are killed by weapons. So the last part is, see the last part of the... "It was pleasing to see an animal sacrificing and rejuvenated, and that pleasing atmosphere had been lost. The wives of the priest requested that the animal be brought back to life by the glance of Lord Vishnu to make the pleasing yajna." So not only the daksha should get his head back, but the animal should also be revived. So this is a merciful mood of the Matajis. They were merciful on the animals. And now the rishis are speaking. The sages prayed, "Dear Lord, your activities are most wonderful. Although you do everything by your different potencies..." Like, are your creation is by your potencies. "You are not at all attached to these activities." Which of the six opulence is this opulence of the Supreme Lord? Vairagya is complete tyag. "You are not even attached to the goddess of fortune, who is worshipped by the great demigods like Brahma to get favor, who pray to achieve her mercy." So Srila Prabhupada's purport is Bhagavad Gita verse 1 he quoted. Krishna said, "I have nothing to do, I don't need anything, but still I am doing work." Why? To set example. So Krishna don't need to work, Vishnu don't need to work, but he is doing all this work to set example. He is not attached by the world. And he is always detached from all the activities. So what is the purpose of this all? Purpose mainly? Why Lord Vishnu is not attached to the Lakshmi? Millions of Lakshmis are serving him. Although Lord is worshipped by many hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune, he is not at all attached to any of one of them. Krishna was having 16,108 queens in Dwarka. But at one time he is detached, he's gone there, he left everything, did not see back. So this is something. The Lord is detached like that, and that's the example of the Parikshit Maharaj, detached like that. When he heard that there's a curse, he left the kingdom, he left the queens, he left the treasury. He did not look back for all these opulence. Just went to the bank of Ganga and was hearing Bhagavatam. That is, Lord is detached and his devotees are also detached. They are not attached to anything. So Srila Prabhupada's last line of the purport is, this distinction concerning the exalted transcendental position of Lord is specifically mentioned by the great sages. He is not like ordinary living entity who is attached to the result of his pious activity. So this is the exalted position is confirmed by the rishis. Now next is siddhas uchu. Now the siddhas. The siddhas are the, who is the leader of the siddhas? Kapila. Siddhanam kapilo asmi. Kapila is a siddha. So siddhas means perfected beings. But here Srila Prabhupada's purpose is, it appears siddhas are great devotees from this prayer. Siddhas prayed. Like an elephant that has suffered in a forest fire, but can forget all its troubles by entering a river, similarly, our minds, O Lord, always merge in the nectar and rivers of your transcendental pastimes. And they desire never to leave such transcendental bliss, which is as good as pleasure of merging in the absolute. So what is there? They gave one analogy. Forest fire, animal runs in a water, he never want to get out and he forget all troubles. So those who are merged into the ocean of transcendental pastime, Supreme Lord, they never want to leave it and they are freed from all anxiety. So it means, Srila Prabhupada's purpose, it means this statement is from Siddhas, the inhabitant of Siddha Loka. And what is in the Siddha Lok? They are all having 8 Siddhis. Anima, Lagima, Prapti. They are already Siddha. But it appears that the resident from this stream appears that they are pure devotees. They like Krishna Katha. And Prahlad Maharaj is, Srila Prabhupada is quoting verse from Prahlad Maharaj. Those who are always merged in the ocean of nectar of describing Lord's pastime are liberated, have no fear of material condition of life. Okay, next. The example is elephant. Okay, last line, 3 lines. For those who are always in Krishna consciousness, there is no need to perform any kind of pious or impious sacrifices. Pious or impious. Our activities. Krishna consciousness itself is complete, for it includes all the processes praised in Vedic scripture. Any verse you remember from 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Vedeshu yagnasu tapasu daneshu yata. Whatever you get by all these, simply by devotional service, all the things are there. This last verse of the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Everything you want to get, you will get. By devotional service. No? Difficult. So, not the pious, not the impious activities. What is the, is any other verse in Bhagavad Gita? It's coming in your mind. Shubha shubha palerevam mokshase karma bandhanat. Shubha shubha. Shubha means auspicious, ashubha means inauspicious. Both. Just give both up. Results, no problem. Is Arjun doing a shubha activity, killing people? No.
War is not auspicious, but he's doing this for Krishna, so it is devotional service. Shubho or ashubho, whatever it is, we are ready to do it for Krishna. Otherwise, there is no need of doing anything. Now, next is Yajamanya Vacha Yajamani. Again, Yajamana has got his turn. The wife, Yajamanya means the wife of Daksha. The wife of the Daksha prayed as follows. My dear Lord, it is very fortunate that you have appeared in this arena of sacrifice. I offer my respectful obeisance unto you. And I request that you be pleased on this occasion. The sacrificial arena is not beautiful without you, just as body is not beautiful without the head. So her prayer appears to be the best prayer, because she is offering obeisance all first. Of all these prayers, this prayer appears to be like very humble and simple. Swagatam te par prasideshatubhyam namaha. You read this at least, this looks very beautiful. Swagatam to prasideshatubhyam namaha. Swagatam, welcome. She's saying welcome. Proceed, be pleased. I offer my obeisance to Bhim unto you. Shri Nivasa Shriya Kanta Yatra Hina. So Shri Nivasa. Lord Vishnu is called Shri Nivasa. Shri means Lakshmi, Nivas means the place. So always on the chest of the Lord Vishnu on left side, there is a place for Lakshmi. Even in temple in South India, they have a deity of Lakshmi, which they put on the left side of the chest of the Narayan when they do puja. The Lakshmi is right there. So Shriha, Shri Nivas, the name of the Vishnu is Shri Nivas. Shriya, Lakshmi, Kantaya, dear, Trahinaha, protect, okay. Trahimam, Pahimam, Trahim, protect us. Tvamrite, Adhishanna agnahi makha shobhate. Without you, the sacrifice makha is not beautiful. Shirasahinaha ka bandho yatha purusha. Without head, what is the value of a person? So you are the head of the yajna. Your head of the yajna means you are the yagnesh. Okay, that's very nice. Another name of the Vishnu is Yagneshwar. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that all activities should be performed for Vishnu. What is that verse? Yajna artha karmano anyantra karma bandhana. Okay, right. Oh, this is confirmed here by the wife of the Daksha. Who is the wife of the Daksha? Prasuti, daughter of Manu. So she is a great lady like Devahuti. Her prayer is the best prayer. Okay. The comparison is equally applicable to the social body. Now Srila Prabhupada is preaching. Similarly, in the social body, if there is no Brahman, this is useless. Brahman is a head. Can you see this? The comparison equally applicable to the social body. Material civilization is very proud of being advanced, but it is actually the useless trunk of the body without head, brahmanas. So Srila Prabhupada said, I established Krishna consciousness to train the people to act as a brahmana. So no brahmana, society is a trunk. Without Krishna consciousness, without an understanding of the Vishnu, Supreme Personality of God, any advancement in civilization, no matter how sophisticated, is of no value. There is a statement in Hari Bhakti Sudhodhya. What is this? Bhagavata Bhakti Hinasya Jatihi Shastram Tapas Japas Tapas Apraniyasyaiva Dehasya Mandanam Loka Ranjanam. The purport is that Sometimes when a friend or a relative dies, especially among the lower class of men, the dead body is decorated, dressed and ornamented. The body is taken in a procession. That sort of decoration of the dead body has no actual value because life force is already gone. Similarly, any aristocracy, any social prestige, or any advancement of the material civilization without Krishna consciousness is as good as decoration of dead body. The name of the wife of Daksha is Prasuti. Okay? Was daughter of Swayambhu Manu. Her sister Devuti was married to Kardam Muni. And Kapila Dev, the personality of Godhead, was become son. Prasuti then was the aunt of Lord Vishnu. The prayer appears to be good because Prabhupada has a purport like this. She knows. She was asking the favor of Lord Vishnu in an affectionate mood. This is affectionate mood means she has a vatsalya bhav. The vatsalya bhav. So this is more or less the same mood as a Kunti's prayers to the, because she is also relation with Krishna. The mood is like that. She was asking the favor of Vishnu in an affectionate mood, since she was his aunt. She sought some social favor, special favor. Also significant in this verse is that the Lord is praised with the goddess, is praised with goddess of fortune. Wherever Lord Vishnu is worshipped naturally, there is a favor of goddess of fortune. Lord Vishnu is addressed as Amrita, transcendental. The demigods, including Brahma and Shiva, were produced after the creation, but Lord Vishnu existed before creation. He is addressed, therefore, as a Amrita. Lord Vishnu is worshipped with his internal energy by the Vaishnavas. Prasuti, the wife of Daksha, implored the Lord in turn to turn the priest into Vaishnava. What is this? Prasuti, the wife of Daksha, implored the Lord to turn the priest into Vaishnava instead of simply fruitive worker performing sacrifice for some material benefit. This is the Vaishnava mood of Prasuti. It's good? So somehow I said this period is the best period, and that a lot more good is in the purport, right? Okay, huh? Vaishnavi. With a vatsalya prem. Okay, next is Lokapala Uchuhu. Lokapala. There are Digpal, which protect the directions. Lokapala, which protect the planets. So Digpala, Lokapala. The governors of the various planets spoke as follows. Dear Lord, we believe only in our direct perception. But under the circumstances, we do not know whether we have actually seen you with our material eyes, senses. By our material senses, we can simply perceive the cosmic manifestation. But you are beyond the five elements. You are the sixth. We see you, therefore, as the creation of this material world. We see you, therefore, as the creation of this material world. It means you have created this world. We are your servant. The governors of the various planets are certainly materially opulent and very puffed up. Such persons are unable to understand the transcendental eternal form of the Lord. In the Brahma Santa, it is stated that only the person who have Premanjan Charita Bhakti Vilochanena, okay? Same thing is in prayers of the Kunti Maharani. Akinchana Gochara. So this prayer is what? What is the prayer of these Lokapala? They are puffed up, huh? Because of their opulence. So they say, we can only see the material things. You are beyond this. At least we accept that you are the source of this creation. It has come from you. Yogeshwara Uchu. Now next are Yogeshwara. The great mystic said, Dear Lord, Persons who see you as non-different from themselves, Aham Brahmasmi, knowing that you are the super soul of all living entities, are certainly very great, very, very dear to you. You are very favorable towards those who engage in devotional service. Accepting you as the Lord and themselves as the servant, by your mercy you are always inclined to their favor. This is very good prarthana also. Athapi bhaktesha is bhaktesha. You are the master of the devotees. Ananya vartya anugrahana vatsala. So this is more like a devotee mood, vatsala. The devotees are your servant and you are their master. They are a calf and you are like a cow. So this is very nice. Hare Krishna. Very nice. Well, you have some question?
Dear Lord, persons who see you as non-different from themselves, knowing that you are the super soul of all living entities. So in this, where they are saying that persons who see you non-different from themselves,
prithak ya atmanaha, Vishwa atmikshem na prithik, na prithik, matlab not separate. Ya atmanaha, from oneself. This is you ask from them. I don't know where are Yogeshwara. Well, anyway, next line qualify that. They understand that it is qualitative. Because bhakti, next line say bhakti. Otherwise in Bhagavad Gita, there is this type of worshipper. They are called ekatvena, prathiktvena, bahudha, ekatvena. They think oneself as God, Aham Brahmasmi. There also the jnanis, they worship me like this. There are three. Ekatvena, prathiktvena, bahudha, vishvato mukham. Those who worship me and they think themselves as a Brahma. The other who worship all demigods as my form. And third, they are my universal form. So they are also worshippers. There are many, they say, think themselves as a God. But that is not, this is not quantitative. Why? Because the next line says, Bhakti Esha. You are the master of the devotees. So we are your devotees. We are equal in a same Satchitananda, in a Brahmasmi, means we are also a spirit soul. In that way, Yogeshwar, because they have already realized Paramatma. Yogeshwar, these are Yogeshwar, huh? Yogeshwar means they know the yoga. Yesterday we discussed the same word, Yogeshwar and Yogeshwar. What is the difference between Yogeshwar and Yogeshwar? Shiva is a Yogeshwar and Krishna is Yogeshwar. Yesterday we discussed. Anybody remember? So Yogeshwar means the master of the activities of the yoga. Is a master yogi. He knows all the yoga. Is Yogeshwar. But Yogeshwar, he is the master of all accomplished yogis. All accomplished yogis. The Shiva was their Yogeshwar. Yogeshwar means he knows all the yogas, different postures. So this is Yogeshwar. See, say the word is Yogeshwar. It's not yoga. Yogeshwara. It's a Yogeshwara. The word here is Yogeshwara. Yogeshwara vacha. Uchu. They are Yogeshwara. So they are accepting. You are the actually. Actually, what is the yogi's ultimate goal? Paramatma. So they are saying they don't see Paramatma. They see Paramatma in everybody, huh? Knowing you, the super soul of all living entities. There is Samadrishi. They are Samadrishi. They see super soul in anybody. But they are devotees. Okay, they are asking for mercy. So look, let us look into the purport. It is indicated in this word that monist means ektvena. So there is a difference between the two words, Mayavadi and Brahmavadi. Okay? Mayavadi are offenders because they deride the personality of the Godhead. But Brahmavadis are not offenders. They consider, I am Satchitananda and also Supreme Lord is Satchitananda. We are same. So this Brahmanandis are addressed in 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. No Mayavadis, they are already rejected. But the question asked by Arjuna is, who is the best? Brahmavadi or devotee? So that is 12th chapter. And the great mystic, it is indicated in this verse that the monist and the great mystics, monist and great mystic, there are two varieties, know the Supreme Personality of Godhead as one. This oneness is not the misunderstanding that a living entity is equal in every respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This monism based on the pure knowledge, as described and confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7:17, priyohi jnanino atyartham aham sachama mama priya. So what type of these yogis are? But in the 8th chapter, these yogis are concerned. Pradhani bhukti, pradhani bhuti yoga mishrit bhakti. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, the yoga, 90% is bhakti, but 10% is still yoga. This is pradhani bhuti is bhakti, but yoga is little bit. There are two types of mixed bhakti. And one type of mixed bhakti is 80%. 20% karma. Bhakti is 80%, 20% jnana. Bhakti is 80%, 20% yoga. So this is one type, pradhana bhuti bhakti. The other one is, karma is 90%, 10% bhakti. So there are two type of mixtures. For every practice, there must be bhakti to give result. They are not independent. No process is independent. We need to add little bhakti. Like you have to add little salt in all the vegetables, otherwise there is no taste. So no bhakti, no result. But this yogi is that type of yogi. What is this verse? 7:17? Oh, this is 7:17. Priyohi jnani. So this, which is this jnani? Monoist. This is a Brahmavadi. He's a jnani. He think Krishna is saying there's no difference between me and him. Ek. We are ek bhakti. Huh? Oh, this is jnana mishrit bhakti. Sorry. It's not yoga. Yoga mishrit bhakti is the 8th chapter. Jnana mishrit, jnana mixed bhakti. Bhakti mixed with jnana is in 7th chapter. Priyohi jnaninu artham aham sacham mam priya. Lord said that those who are advanced in transcendental knowledge and know the sense of Krishna consciousness are very dear to him. And he also is very dear to them. Those who are actually in perfect knowledge of the science of God knows that living entities are superior energy of the Supreme Lord. This is 7th chapter. Huh? They are superior energy. That's all. This is in Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter. We know this, okay? So how they are one? This is the line. Energy and energetic are non-different. Therefore, the energies possess the same qualities as energetic. So quality. Is that right? Quality. So this Prabhupada has made everything clear. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Okay. The persons who are in full knowledge, personality, God, analyzing all different energies and know their own constant position are certainly very, very dear to Krishna. Persons, however, who may not even be conversant with the knowledge of the Supreme Personality, but who always think of Lord with love and faith, feeling that He is great and that they are His part and parcel, ever His servitors are being more favored by Him. What is this? This is a very comparison between the yogis, maybe something like, what is it? Read this. Persons, however, who may not even be conversant with the knowledge, it means devotee may not have a knowledge. Knowledge means they are not jnanis, but they are pure devotees, like the simple gopis of Vrindavan. They don't have a knowledge of the Vedas, but they love Krishna, they serve Krishna.
So it's like they may not have a knowledge. But who always think of the Lord with a love and faith, feeling that He is the greater and that they are the part and parcel, a servitor, the more favored by the Lord. Particularly significance of this verse is that Lord is addressed here as a Vatsala. Vatsala means always favorably disposed. Lord's name is Bhakta Vatsala. Lord is called Bhakta Vatsala. He just run behind the devotees, like cow runs behind a calf. Okay? And then Prabhupada said, He is never addressed anywhere as Jnani Vatsala. Okay? This is the last comment of Srila Prabhupada. He is never called Jnani Vatsala. So these Yogeshwars are the highly knowledgeable devotee, but not the loving devotees. Now 39, there is still speaking Yogeshwara. We offer our respectful obeisance unto the Supreme. Gunatmane namaha. Brahma gunatmane namaha. We offer our respectful obeisance unto the Supreme, who has created varieties of manifestation and put them under the spell of the three qualities of the material world in order to create, maintain and annihilate them. What is this? These are three guna avatar. He himself is not under the control of this external energy. In his personal feature, he is completely devoid of vegetated manifestation of the material qualities. He is under the no illusion of the false identification. So they are offering obeisance to the Supreme Lord who is beyond matter. Okay, let's read this. Two situations are described in this verse. What are the two situations? One is creation, maintenance and annihilation by the material world, of the material world. And other is Lord's own establishment. So two. One is the creation of the world and the other is Lord's own establishment. There is also quality in the Lord's own establishment. The kingdom of the God. It is stated here that Golok is his personal situation. There is no quality in Golok, but that quality is not divided into creation, maintenance and annihilation. So here the point is, in this material world, there is always creation, maintenance and annihilation. But in his own abode, there is no creation, maintenance and annihilation. It is eternally same. So the difference is, Hare Krishna.
One is temporary and one is eternal.
Yeah, one is temporary and one is eternal. The temporary has a creation and for some time it lasts and then it is again created. So it is temporary. The material world is temporary and the spiritual world is eternal. Okay. In the external energy, the interaction of the three qualities makes it possible for things to be created, maintained, and lived. But in the spiritual world, the kingdom of God, there is no such exhibition since everything is eternal. Okay? So this is one aspect. There is a class of philosophers who misunderstand the appearance of the personality of God within the material world. They are under the impression that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, He is under the spell of three qualities, like the other living entities. That is their misunderstanding. As it is clearly stated here, Sve Sansthaya, by His internal potency, Sve Sansthaya. In one sense, to say, the material world, all activities are carried by material energy. In the spiritual world, all activities are carried by spiritual energy. So material energy is temporary, creation is temporary. It's a temporary, everything is temporary. Okay, next. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, I appear by my internal port, is yoga maya. On account of the variousness of the external potency, there are manifestations of many qualitative demigods, beginning from Brahma to Shiva. And people are attracted to these demigods according to their own marginal material quality. But when one is transcendental, surpass the material quality, he is simply fixed in the worship of the Supreme Lord. This fact is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Anyone engaged in the service of the Lord is already transcendent to the Vajna's introduction of three modes of material nature. Where is this in Bhagavad Gita? So, anyway, in purport, that's the main focus is material world has a variety which is temporary, is created, maintained, and annihilated. A spiritual world has a variety. But that's not created, it's not destroyed, it's permanent, it's eternal. But the Maya Dakshane Prakriti, this verse, try to understand. Anyone engaged in the service of the Lord is already transferred to the vagueness of the interaction of the three modes of material nature. Yeah, it's the Imam Prapadyante Maya Metan Taranti Te. This looks more. Mam choy vicharane bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samate taitan brahma bhuya. Well, that it is implied way, but that is more. Material world, three modes is difficult to be free from, but those who surrender to me can easily be freed. They are already transcendental to that. So this verse appears to be more near. But still you can do a little more exercise. In summary, is that conditioned souls are being pulled by the action and reaction of the material qualities, which creates a differentiation of energies. But in the spiritual world, the worshipable one is the Supreme Lord and no one else. So in the material world, there are many object of worship. Because the people have different influence of the material mode, so they have a different worship. But a spiritual world, only Supreme Lord, nobody else. So the summary is, Prabhupada in summary, what is Prabhupada speaking in summary? Anybody can focus? What is summary is?
Like giving a distinction.
Because in the material world there is influence of the three modes, so they may worship in different people. Mode of goodness worship demigod, mode of passion worship bhuta pret, like that. But there's no influence of the modes, there's no variety of worship, only worship of the one Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna. Next verse, again, who is speaking? Brahma Vacha. Again, Brahma is speaking. He may have a new realization to finish everything. Manaste shritta sattvaya dharmadinam cha sutaye nirgunaya chatyat kashtam Naham Veda Parepicha the now this is Brahma Vach is not Brahma. This is the personified Veda I spoke, okay? There's no repetition. Now Vedas, personified Veda I spoke. So it means the Vedas has a personality. They are persons. The Supreme Lords, all weapons are also person. So personality, Vedas is speech. The personified Veda said, "We offer our respectful obeisance unto you, Namaste. The Lord, the shelter of quality of goodness, Satvaya, Shrita means shelter, Satvaya. And therefore the source of all religion, Dharma Adinam, austerity. Adinam means austerity and others, and penance. For you are transcendent to all material qualities, and no one knows you or your actual situation." So Veda is saying, we cannot know you, so how those who study Veda will know him? So Vedas are saying, it's not possible for us to know you. We offer our obeisance. So those who read Vedas, how can they know him? This Prabhupada used to say, the compiler of the Vedanta Sutra, Vyasadeva, was not satisfied. So how those who study Vedanta Sutra will be satisfied? So that's the same logic here. In the material world, there is a trinity of three material qualities. Lord Shiva has accepted the superintendence of the quality of goodness. Okay, what is this? Oh, Lord Vishnu. Okay. And because of this, actual peace, prosperity, knowledge and religion can be attained when the living entity is under the control of the quality of goodness in material world. So what is this? What is this? Is it three qualities of the maintenance of the material world? Guna avatar Vishnu. It's a guna avatar Vishnu. Material trinity. Trinity means three: Shiva, Brahma and Vishnu. Okay. So Lord Vishnu has accepted the superintendence, means Maya Dikshena. Something like that. He is the overseer of the goodness. He's not influenced by goodness. He's overseer of goodness. And the soul, and what is the result of goodness? Dharma, Jnana, Tapasya, Tyaga, renunciation, and Shrihi, opulence. Because of this actual peace, and what is the result of all these things? If the people are religious, they are peaceful. If they have knowledge and they have opulence, they are prosperity. Knowledge and religion, they all are there under the control of quality of goodness in the material world. As soon as they are subjected to the control of the other two qualities, namely passion and ignorance, their precarious condition life becomes, conditional life becomes, okay? Intolerable, then there will be. So actually this is the whole Bhagavad Gita, and here one thing is Krishna is saying same thing, and Vedas are same thing, saying same thing. In this world at least the human being should try to come to the mode of goodness. And whole Bhagavad Gita, give up passion and ignorance. Give up passion and ignorance. Because they put us in precarious condition, in a very difficult situation. So we must give it up. This is the main thing. So at least come to the, first to the mode of goodness, and then to the Shuddha Satoguna, Vishuddha Satoguna. Vishuddha Sattvam Vasudeva Shabdyate. When we come to the transcendental stage of the mode of goodness, then this is like a Vasudeva, when Krishna appears in the heart of a devotee. So then that devotee is, so all these acharyas, they are Vishuddha Sattva, in that mood. So the Supreme Lord manifests within heart, and he guides from inside to them. So Lord guides the devotee from inside when they come to that stage. And before that also, like to Narada, even if he was in a goodness, but Lord appeared for a while. Then he disappeared to increase in hankering. So for a beginner devotees even, If they come simply to the mode of goodness, there will be a glimpse of the Lord's mercy. And then Lord will just keep him away to increase his hankering to know more about God. And then he will be fixed in that. So this is the mood here. The two lower modes one should be very careful to free oneself from. But Lord Vishnu and his original position is always nirguna. So people may be under the good grace, but Lord Vishnu is nirguna. Nirguna means free from three material modes. But he is saguna also. He has many transcendental qualities like Bhakta Vatsal. Nir means negation. Well, this is nirguna as a definition. The positive transcendental qualitative manifestation is unknown to the student of the Vedas, as well as great stalwart demigods like Brahma and Shiva. The positive good qualities, they are not known to them. Actually, the transcendental qualities are manifested only to the devotees. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, simply by discharging devotional service, one can understand the transcendental position of the Supreme Lord. Those who are in the mode of goodness can partially enter into the transcendental understanding, but it is advised in Bhagavad Gita that one has to surpass this. The Vedic principles are based on three qualities of material modes. One has to transcend. Okay, the Vedas are saying themselves that it's not possible to know you. The Vedas are crying, okay? They are offering obeisance, Trigona. Now Agni Ravacha, now Agni Dev. But ultimately the fire is their sacrifice, so Agni Dev is now speaking. He said, I am waiting here for a long time. They are not offering me anything. Now you have appeared. Please make sacrifice complete. Fire God said, my dear Lord, I offer my respectful obeisance unto you. Because by your favor I am a luminous as blazing fire, and I accept the offering mixed with butter and offered in the sacrifice. The five kinds of the offering, according to the Yajurveda, are all your different energies. And you are worshipped by five kinds of Vedic hymns. Sacrifice means your supreme personality, the Godhead. So Agni is saying, I am waiting for that. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said that the yajna should be performed for Vishnu. Okay, that we have already discussed. Now, everybody has to perform yajna. Huh? Everyone has to perform yajna according to the Vedic hymn. As stated in Upanishad, the fire, the altar, the auspicious full moon, the period of the 4 months called Chaturmasya, the sacrificial animal and the beverage called Soma are necessary requisites. There are specific hymns mentioned in the Vedas are composed of the four letters. One hymn is as follows. Prabhupada is just giving little information what is there. Ashravayeti chatur akshram astu shraushariti chato akshram yajeti dvabhyam ye yajyamaha. These are we are not doing it actually. These are all yajya, so we don't know how to pronounce them. There is a special meter. When they do it, it's very flowery language, but we should not be attached to that. We should simply chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So then I think most important part Srila Prabhupada is giving, these mantras chanted according to Shruti, which means Veda, and Smritis, which means Puranas. So all these yajnas are also different for the four divisions of the society. So only Brahman can do a special yagya. Kshatriyas has a special yagya. It's not that all yagya can be done by all people. No. The yagyas are specific for the different orders. Vajpayee yagya is done by Brahmans. Ashwamedh yagya is done by Kshatriya. Vaishwanara yagya is done by Vaishar. Then some other yagya is done. So there are different Vedic literature. But there is one yagya everybody can do. What is that yagya? Sankirtan yagya. So this is, the Prabhupada will ultimately come to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Can you go down and see the purport? Okay? If any person who is in Krishna consciousness has decided his life for the satisfaction of Krishna, origin of Vishnu, offering worship and prasad daily, become best form of yagya. And in the Srimad Bhagavad, it is clearly stated that in Kali Yuga only, successful performance of yagya is yagnahi sankirtan praya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it easy, though it is so difficult in Yajurveda, and all the ingredients are not possible. So Agni will be satisfied. Agni, they will dance when we chant Hare Krishna. That's good. So Agni, they are saying, there's a procedure for worship. So where in Bhagavad Gita is that everybody should perform yagya? Saha yagnaha srishta prajapati anena prasvadvam ishta kama dukha. Third chapter. I have created demigods, human beings and yagya, along with yagya. And it's my instruction, perform this yagya. This yagya will fulfill all your desires. So everybody has to perform yagya. Then which yagya we should perform? Then Krishna has given in Bhagavad Gita in 10th chapter a special yagya. Sthavaranam himalaya yagyanam jap yagya asmi. Of all the yagya, I am jap yagya. When you are individual, alone, you do the jap yagya. Chanting Hare Krishna is a jap yagya. And when you are together, then you do the sankirtan yagya. Nama sankirtan yasya sarva papa pranashanam. That is Srimad Bhagavatam last verse. The last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is Nama sankirtan. So Gita and Bhagavat, they are prescribing the yagya which can be done by anybody, everybody, anytime, everywhere, anywhere. No expenditure at all. So this yagya everybody should perform. Next is Deva Uchuho. The demigod said, dear Lord, formerly when there was a devastation, you conserved all the different energies of the material manifestation. At that time, all the inhabitants of the higher planets represented by such liberated souls as Sanak were meditating on you by philosophical speculation. These all four Kumaras are the Gyanis. You are therefore the original person, and you, it means there was nothing at that time. But they were meditating on you, it means you were there. And you rest in the water of the devastation on the bed of the Shesha snake. Now today you are visible to us, who are all your servants. Please give us protection. Bratam avasi naha, we are your servants. Pathi charasi, please give us protection. Please give us protection. Okay. Gandharva Vidyadhara Brahmana. Up till 47. We have to go till 47 verse, why? Hare Krishna. What is the significant point in the purport? You look. Purport of verse 42. What type of devastation is this? Partial devastation. What is this partial devastation? How many type of devastation you know? Four. One is called Nitya Pralaya. Nitya means everyday devastation, which is asleep.
Everybody sleep for 6-7 hours and everything is finished for him. Whole world is finished. Second is called Naimittik prayer. Naimittik means partial schedule prayer, which comes at a time. And that is the sleeping of Brahma. When Brahma sleep, it's called partial. Because only devastation is in three planetary system. Bhur, Bhuvasva. And up to the heavenly planets. But the Janlok, Maharlok, Taplok, they are not involved. This is what is in the purport here, we can see. And the third prayer is called Mahapralaya. This is the subject matter of 12th canto of Bhagavatam. 12th canto of Bhagavatam has this subject matter. So, Mahapralaya is when 100 years of Brahma are over. And then there is an Atyantik Pralaya. Atyantik means ultimate annihilation. When we give up material bodies and go to the spiritual world. Not to come again. Atyantik Pralaya. Atyantik. Atyantik means ultimate. Go back to your own identification in the spiritual world. Have a swarupa. That is the ultimate prayer. Ultimate annihilation. So these are the 4th and 12th canto. So let's see, Srila Prabhupada says, partial means Brahma is sleeping. At that time what happens? The higher planetary system, including the Maharlok, Janlok, Taplok, are not involved. They are still there. Another significant point in this verse is, demigod says, we are all your devout servants, Vrityan. Give us protection. So demigods depends upon the protection of Vishnu. Then Srila Prabhupada is preaching. Therefore, what is the need to worship demigods when they are not themselves, they cannot protect themselves. How can they protect you? So then, sir, about this protection, Prabhupada is just quoting Sarva Dharman Parichaya. I will give you protect. When Krishna is giving, I will give you protect, then why you are begging here and there for protection? That's all the last part of the purport. So, the first part in the purport is temporary or partial annihilation, the sleeping of the Brahma. The second whole portion of the purport is, since demigods need protection, they are servant of the Supreme Lord, then why not directly accept Krishna's statement, I will protect, you just surrender unto me. That's the next part. Now Gandharva Uchu. So Gandharva is the higher planetary system, what they are saying. Gandharva said, dear Lord, all the demigods including Lord Shiva and Brahma, Indra and Marichi. Marichi is a rishi, he's not demigod, he's a rishi. And the great sages, are all only differentiated part and parcel of your body in a universal form, in a Virat Roop. You are the Supreme Almighty Great. The whole creation is just like a play. Think of you, Kridanti. You are Kirada Bhandam. It's just your playing. We always accept you as the Supreme Personality of God and we offer our respectful obeisance unto you. Namo Namaha. So Srila Prabhupada's first part of purport is Ishwara Parama Krishna. There is only one Parama Krishna Ishwara. There may be Brahma Ishwara, there may be Shankar Ishwara, there may be Indra Ishwara, but Parama Ishwara is Krishna. And then from Chaitanya Chaitamrita, if you have to quote, then what will you quote? Similar verse in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Prabhupada is saying, Ekal Ishwara Krishna or Sab Bhartya. There is also the another verse from the Prabhupada is quoting. Right? And then Srila Prabhupada is giving us we all know. In Bhagavatam we get the two expansion of Supreme Lord. Lord Vishnu expands two ways. One is Swansha,
means another Vishnu Tattva, all the incarnation. Another is Vibhinna Ansha, separated expansion, which are jivas. And also he expanded as a Shakti. So from right side, Krishna expanded as Balaram. From left side, he expanded as Radharani. So from Balaram, there comes all the Vishnu Tattva. And from Radharani comes all the queens of the Dwarka, all the gopis of the Vrindavan, all the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha. They all come from Radharani. They are expansion of Radharani. The Lakshmis are expansions, the queens are reflection, and the gopis are kaya view, are expansion of her body. And her, and even the living entities are also superior energies, so they are coming from Chit-Shakti from that side. So it is a Shakti, it's not separate. So actually there are only two expansions, one is Balaram, one is Radharani. From Balaram comes Vishnu, from Radharani side comes all the different energies. The shadow is a external energy. An expansion is a marginal area, but it's coming from there. So this way expansion is from Krishna, both sides. Okay? Hare Krishna. So our whole expansion is in our temple. On the right side, in the middle is a Balaram, and the left side go to Radha Shyam Sundar. And this is every, the whole material world is in the coming from Krishna. Okay? Where are we now? Vibhinansa, okay? Ishwar Krishna or Sabhirte, that's what we have discussed. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. The whole purpose of Srila Prabhupada is that what Gandharva is saying is that there may be many Ishwars, but you are the Parmeshwar, you are the Supreme. Next is Vidyadhara Ucha, these are Vidyadhara. Who become Vidyadhar? Chitraketu become Vidyadhar. And Vidyadhar queens. Where else you got in third canto of Vidyadhar? Devuti accompanied by many Vidyadhar ladies. They bathed and they were also flying with Devuti in a spaceship with Kardamuni. They are also Vidyadhar. Okay? Vidyadhar said, oh dear Lord, this human form life is meant for attaining the highest perfection object. But impelled by your external energy, the living entities misidentify himself with his body and with the material energy. And therefore influenced by Maya, he wants to become happy by material enjoyment. He is misled and always attracted by temporary illusory happiness. But your transcendental activity is so powerful that if one engages in hearing and chanting of such topics, he can be delivered from the illusion. So they are saying something good with the other. Katha amrita nisheveha. Nishevaka. Katha amrita means hearing. Atma illusion. Katha amrita. Katha topic, amrit nectar. Those who relish your sharvan and kirtan. And Srila Prabhupada's purpose is full Hare Krishna mantra written twice. Maybe more time, but twice at least. One is in the first page and second in the second page. So this is the kirtan is ultimate what they are saying. If anybody wants to be free from illusion, then they will do kirtan. Then Maya will run away. So in this purport, there are two times Hare Krishna kirtan. So let us read. What Srila Prabhupada's mood is. Okay? Shall we continue? Hare Krishna, are you tired? No? No bucket kirtan? No bucket kirtan is started? The human form of life is called. Who called this Arthada? Prahlad Maharaj. Komaram acharetab.
कौमारम आचरेत प्राज्ञः भागवत धर्मान स्वल्पम अर्थदम. This is temporary but it is meaningful. So the word arthadam is from Prahlad Maharaj's prayer. So this is a Prahlad Maharaj, Prabhupada has written down. It's a Prahlad Maharaj, okay? This word is from Prahlad Maharaj. Anyway, just word can give the glimpse from where it came. So Maya is the Maya. How to get free from Maya? To engage in the activities of transcendental chanting and hearing of the Supreme Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is Yushmat Kathamrit Nishevakaha. Means those who are engaged in relishing the nectar of the topic of your lordship. There are two narrative, there are two narrative books which especially concern the words and activities of Krishna. One is Bhagavad Gita, instruction given by Krishna, and other is Bhagavatam. So what katha we should read? Then this Prabhupada is quoting from his own commentary in Bhagavad Gita. Shrunatam Swakatha Krishna. And then he says Swakatha means spoken by Krishna himself, that is Bhagavad Gita. And second, spoken about Krishna, that is Bhagavatam. So this is from there. Sukatha Krishna. This word is taken from Sukatha Krishna. And then Srila Prabhupada is encouraging us, second line of this second page, next page. For those who engage in preaching of these two, Gita and Bhagavat, Vedic literature is very easy to get out of the illusory condition of the imposed upon by Maya. Those who preach, doesn't say who read. Huh? It's not that who read. Many people were reading, but those who preach will be free from this Maya. Then Srila Prabhupada is giving a technical word. Go to the down, you will find the spell of the Maya is called Avaran Atmik. Avaran Atmik means covering. Covering the truth. Avaran means curtain. Avaran means curtain or cover. Atmika, Avaran Atmika. So what she cover? Cover our real transcendental nature, our jnana. Where is this in Bhagavad Gita? Avartam jnanam tena muhyanti jantava Nadati kashchit papam nachayva sukkritin vibhu agyanena avartam jnanam. This is the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Agyanena avartam jnanam tena muhyanti jantava. Jantava means they become like animal. They don't know what they are doing. Their knowledge is covered by ignorance. That is avaranatmik. The real knowledge is covered. And so they don't know. They act like humans. Jantava means eating, sleeping, mating, defending. They don't know beyond that. They're just like animals then. That is the meaning of our Atmik here. So Kshetra Mahaprabhu said we should hear Bhagavatam, but hear Bhagavatam from? Bhagavat Purusha, from a devotee. So Srila Prabhupada said, it's better to hear, but it should be from the Bhagavat Purusha.
So Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya advised everyone to spread the word of Krishna. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. He advised, all you become spiritual masters. Yare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Amara agya guru ho. Guru ho e taro e desh. This is the quotation of that verse. Now Srila Prabhupada's mission here. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness operating on this purpose, for this purpose. We do not ask anyone to first change his position and then come to us. Instead, we invite everyone to come with us and simply chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because we know that if one simply chants the and hear the topic of Krishna, one's life will change. He will see a new light and his life will be successful. So what is in the purport actually? Human life is to study Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavat and preach Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. And follow the path given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And make people to chant Hare Krishna. Not to chant their position, not to chant their religion or faith, no. Just simply chant Hare Krishna and see the transformation. So sometimes people used to ask Srila Prabhupada, well, we believe in science, Prabhupada. This is also science. Because in science you have a hypothesis and then you do practice and then you get result. So hypothesis is that you chant Hare Krishna. Then you will be free from material entanglement. Now you do practice and chant and then you will get result. If you don't get result, then I will pay you the loss. If you get result, be happy in your life. So simple. You do it and you get it. Now the next. Brahmana vacha. Now the Brahmins are saying something. My dear Lord, you are sacrifice personified, yagya. You are the offering of the clarified butter. This is same verse like in Bhagavad Gita. Brahma arpanam brahma havi brahma agnya brahma uttam brahmaneti ugant. Brahma karma samadhina. This is the fourth chapter. And by ninth chapter, instead of Brahma, Krishna take away Brahma. He said, aham kartur, aham yagna, aham swada. He just advancement. First Brahma and then I. Same. So there's a gradual understanding of Bhagavad Gita higher. So here Brahmanas, they know this. You are offering of the clay fire, you are the chanting, same thing. Tvam karto, tvam haves, tvam hutta swayam, tvam hi mantra smid, darabha patrani cha. So you are everything. This is what Brahmana is saying, okay? You are the demigod headed by Indra and you are the sacrificial animal. Everything that is sacrificed is you and yours energy. You and your energy, Srila Prabhupada has put in such a way that it will be clear for you. How the goat is Krishna, which is sacrificed. The energy of Krishna, because soul. Soul is energy of Krishna. So you and your energy. That is the concept of absolute actually. Absolute means Supreme Lord with all His energies. Supreme Lord with all His energies is absolute. So, again Srila Prabhupada has a full Hare Krishna mantra in the middle of the purport. And again the purpose of Krishna consciousness. Maybe these three, four verses, you do a little homework and find out the mission of Prabhupada, because Krishna consciousness movement is explained in 2, 3, 4 purports. The purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. So a couple of verses, these different authorities are speaking, we have to extract something which is Prabhupada's mood, that why ISKCON is established. So, So whatever show everywhere, there is a Lord and His energy. So whatever we see within the material world or spiritual world is nothing but manifestation of the different energies emanating from the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. This is the third line till the sixth line. It is confirmed here and that the performance of the Sankirtan Yajna in this age is as good as all other yajna in other ages. Srila Prabhupada, it's a little light. Otherwise, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says, if you think the Sankirtan Yajna is equal to even any other yajna, it is pakhand. But Srila Prabhupada is light here. No need to arrange all paraphernalia for the sacrifice. No expenditure. Simply chant Hare Krishna. Hare means the energy. Krishna is the Vishnu. So everything is, chanting Hare Krishna is everything. All yajnas are included. One simply has to accept everything in Krishna consciousness and he is a liberated person. Okay? Lord Sitchin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one and different simultaneously. So what is the last line? Is Srila Prabhupada is explaining. Indra is you. How is Indra you? Simultaneously, he says, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Because he is representing you. Yes? Similarity in?
Both the sacrifice recommended in the Vedas and the Archana, the mention of deity worship, are there similarities or dissimilarities in both?
No. The deity worship in the temple, though it is of Dwapar Yuga, it's not actually the procedure for this age. But our acharyas, and particularly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wanted this temple to be established. And Srila Prabhupada's mood is that we establish the deities and worship them, and our main purpose is twofold, punctuality and purity. Our whole process of deity worship is focused and geared for these two things, punctuality and purity. So worship, you need everything clean, neat, pure. So that is the consciousness become pure. And punctuality means there's a timetable for the aartis and worship and offering bhoga. So we will be regulated. So for being regulated and being purified, we do the deity worship. But the standard of the deity worship, which is actually recommended, is not possible to do it in this age. Even you see the deities which were established by Vajarnab. The one sample is there at Nath Dwara, the Nathji Gopal, the Govardhandari. All his ornaments are worth millions of dollars. Nothing is artificial. It's all given by the kings. They are gold, gem, pearls, and they have a special bank locker treasury. And pujari has to write that this we need for tomorrow. Then it has to come out like from money from bank. Then in the evening goes back there. So everything is recorded. So the worship is at a very higher level. Still the things are so easy. Even the old big temples, they have millions and millions and trillions of dollars worth of property in worship. The one Somnath temple was looted by Ghaznavi and he got ship full of the gems and gold and all these things from here. This is one temple. There are millions, thousands of such temple worship was here. So this is a good sign that everything belongs to God. The best thing should be offered to God. Now our standard of deity worship is, I mean, our is better than others, but it's not at the level which is recommended for deity worship. But we are doing all this for punctuality and purity. And there are also different levels. The neophyte devotee sees the deity is made up of some stone. God is represented in deity. But the pure devotee sees there is no difference between the deity and Lord. He sees Krishna Balaram as Krishna Balaram. We see Krishna Balaram as the representation in a marble. It's not like, so that is the level of the devotee. So I think there are certain verses. Tomorrow we have to finish. It's already, so there's a lot more today. We could not complete. Sorry?
Which is not in the schedule. Tomorrow is only one class. But when we do 10 to 1:30, we'll be able to easily cover.
But the old schedule is over. New schedule, they gave me two classes. They gave me two classes. 28th, first is for 1 to 20, and next class is, we have to go tomorrow in the 8th chapter till 38 verse.
Next day, what about Saturday?
Saturday also two classes. Already, I have to finish chapter 8, not 9. So this is my, chapter 9, I think the next teacher will teach. So I am less one chapter. But still we have to finish this. Maybe come prepared tomorrow so we can go a little fast. Instead of reading all together here, we just make some points and go quickly. Thank you very much. Chant Hare Krishna. But the most dear verse we like to recite is Mahaprasade Govinde. Go and honor Mahaprasade.